This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, you have the new subscription app. It's $4.95 a month. You get coupons on there, 50% off of many of the best-selling items at InfoWarStore.com. So you pay for it with any purchase at InfoWarStore.com. I mean, you save your money. You pay for what the app costs just in the savings you get. But we have the free app. We have the free app that's 6 years old, has over a million people that have downloaded it, that just has the audio and the news feed. And then you have the new InfoWars app that has video feeds and more high-tech delivery. And then you subscribe there at InfoWars.com/app to the free one. And right there you can click it and pay $4.95 a month or get a discount. Getting a year, it's even less. And then you can get the live special events we do and the huge discounts and a lot of other push notifications, emergency news alerts, and more. We're going to be adding to that app for no additional charge in the next few months. It just helps us pay for the bandwidth. That's why you can get the best deal we've ever offered in its 15, 16-year history at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. For the nightly news and my films and other exclusive content that we add there. I forget how much I said take off on it, but it's the biggest special we've ever done. I've got a bunch of guests coming up I want to tell you about, but I think it's in here. No, I don't think they have the special for PrisonPlanet.tv in my file. I don't know why that would be taken out, but c'est la vie, I'll get it during the next break. Yeah, it's 8 months free right now. Okay, 8 months free. So $24.95 a year, normally $54.95, and if you pay just monthly, it's $5.95. But listen, 20 people can use each username. So use a unique username that's only for logging into this. Don't use your username. It's for your Mac account or anything. Create a unique one when you sign up, or you can change it. It's easy to do if you're already a member. And then you can, for $5.95, give everybody a trial membership, or for $24.95, you can give everybody a year membership. You can give 19 people and yourself a InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, nightly news subscription, all my films in HD, special content, and a lot more for members of that. In the future, we're going to try to merge those two memberships together on the app, but that's down the road. But however you do it, thank you for supporting the transmission. Now, coming up, we have Steven Crowder, who is obviously a big sensation in the last decade, fighting tyrants on the internet, and I like to see him really organizing and launching his own network now. It's exciting. Louder with Crowder.com. As a comedian, radio host, conservative, and author, former TV and movie star as well. I guess he still does that too, but he's been shooting some videos out in the street that really show the absurdity of what's going on. We never aired on air the whole Turk, Young Turk parody he did with me, so maybe we should choose one of those and play one of those coming up as well. But he's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. Speaking of fake news, I mention this because it's impossible the way the ad sharing systems work with Google or any of the other platforms to stop fake news unless you get rid of it. And I'm seriously considering getting rid of third-party advertising completely that's web-based from Google and from others, because as soon as you knock down one ad you don't like, another one pops up. And I told the story, I showed you about a month ago, an Amy Schumer article with her ugly chipmunk face up there saying Amy Schumer clarifies why she isn't leaving the U.S. You go there, it's a fake newspaper clipping to make it look real from 20 years ago with Trump saying, I hate conservatives, I hate everybody, they're all dumb. Boy, I'm a big liberal. It's a fake quote. At the end of the article, she admits it's fake, knowing 90% of people don't read to the end. Well, I had to then go through and say, take that out of our ad feed. They just put more crap in there. So the New York Times just got caught in this. The Daily Caller reports, oh, snap, New York Times airs ad for fake news by mistake in an article decrying fake news. And it's the same third-party advertising where they have a slot they control, and it said Alec Baldwin was dead at 58. I mean, it's out of control.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. This is the InfoWar. Would you like to know more? Now, first off, I don't normally rip off other people in the Liberty Movement. But imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. It's actually a big plug for him. I have sought out cook sets for camping like we had when I was a kid, the blue with the little white speckles, and I couldn't find them anywhere. And I was in Big Bend last year and found some coffee cups. And I bought like all they had at the little Big Bend shop out in the middle of nowhere by the Rio Grande River. I bought like five of them. Look at this, Louder with Crowder. I'm not kidding. I told my crew a year ago, I said, I want to have coffee cups like this with InfoWars.com on them. Now, this guy's really weird. Okay, I got it. I had this weird idea myself. Talk about great minds think alike. And then he's beat me to it. See, crew? See? So I'm not ripping him off. My original idea is his, too. But no, I mean, we'll probably never get around to it. I mean, the point is, he said it was hard to discover where to get them as well. But look, that you get that when you sign up to the subscription service at louderwithcrowder.com. And we'll talk to him here in just a moment. And the reason he's coming on is fake news. And I want to just illustrate this for you. We'll put it on screen from a video I did last month where I show the Amy Schumer article from all places. iHeartRadio put this out. And it says, Amy Schumer, you know, explains why she's not leaving the U.S. And she says, oh, I never really said that. I didn't really mean it. And then there's this quote of Trump saying, I hate America. I think they're all stupid. We can put it on full screen for folks to see it in HD. And at the bottom of the article, she later admits, by the way, this quote isn't real. So she knows most people don't read that far down. They're doing this to me now. Like on Pizzagate, I go, I don't know if Hillary's killing kids for real, but I know that she funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda, so she's literally funding people that chop kids up. They cut off the part where I say in Syria. Now, the Washington Post said I was talking about Syria, but NPR, the local paper, they don't. I have family going, are you really saying she chops kids up in a basement? Never said that. Never focused in on that play. I talked about the Podesta emails and the spirit cooking and weird crap. This is how mainstream media deceives. Then they run all these ads. This was run on InfoWars and Breitbart. I saw it in the ad feeds you get from Google and other people. So it's like whack-a-mole. I'm almost every day telling my IT people, okay, contact him, pull that ad out. It's always some horrible bull or some lie about, you know, some conservative. They know what they're doing. So they're targeting us through our advertising while pulling BMW ads, Kellogg's ads. Yes, that's happened to us too. You know, Breitbart's smart enough to point it out when it happens, but they're doing it to us. So this is how they operate. Now, there's an article out today by the Daily Caller. Oh, snap, New York Times airs ad for fake news by mistake. I think there's four or five of these companies. Google's the biggest one, but there's a bunch of other content providers that they mix in articles with ads. You get a share of it. You put a block of four or six, you know, pictures down at the bottom of your article. That's third-party advertising with a slot with code to project what they want onto your website. It's like an authorized hack, basically. And what did they say? Here's a screenshot for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. Alec Baldwin is dead at 58. Now, mainstream media is so fake, they may take this clip of me and have me saying that. I'm not kidding. They've reached that level of deception. But here it is. He was more of a legend than any other Hollywood, an A-lister. He was found dead. And it goes on. So in the New York Times article about fake news, they have a news feed with fake news. This is real fake news. Every month they say I'm dead. Every month they say Mike Tyson is dead. Or we don't do this. Do we get things wrong sometimes? Yes. So Crowder's pointed out they've changed the YouTube algorithm to where if you don't do pure clickbait, if you aren't totally mindless and sensational, you don't get traffic. If it's substantive, then you're basically shut off. You've got to be mindless. You've got to be idiotic. And he went and shot a video to illustrate it. I want him to set it up first. But it is mainstream media that's gone totally tabloid. They're the ones that have dumbed it down. They're the reason they've lost credibility. Not the Russians, not Donald Trump, not Steven Crowder, not Paul Watson, not Ann Coulter. And so they're so delusional, though, they think censoring us, shadow banning us on Reddit, blocking us in Google Chrome, saying we're a fake website's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. So Steven Crowder with Louder with Crowder.com joins us. What's your take on this?
Well, thanks for having me. By the way, there's plenty of blue speckled porcelain to go around, so I appreciate you giving me a heads up. No problem with that at all.
I probably won't even copy it. It's just funny I had that idea. That's a really cool idea. What made you think of that?
I don't know. We were looking at different mugs. I wanted to do this. I have a friend who runs Art of Manliness as a website, and I just had this in my mind, and it's been really hard. So for people who've ordered them, you know, we're back orders like a 6-week lead time. So I'm sorry about that.
So it was a big hit. I knew it.
It was. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it, especially with your support. I'm very appreciative. With the fake news, YouTube has changed it, so people effectively have to subscribe twice. I don't know if you've seen this affect your personal feed, but even big YouTubers like PewDiePie and I think Philip DeFranco have talked about this. If you subscribe on YouTube, that's not enough. You then have to hit the bell and allow notifications. Well, people are subscribing who don't understand this sort of inside baseball of the web. They think they're going to get notifications. That's what a subscription is. So we did a video to – do you guys have a clip of the video? Is that what I'm setting up?
We do, yes.
Okay. So we did a video where YouTube isn't really aware that this is encouraging more clickbait. It's inadvertently encouraging more fake news or certainly, I would say, news that's been – exaggerated, despite their
best. Yeah, I've noticed our subscriptions and stuff are not growing as fast, and our views have been cut in probably 30% the last 2 weeks.
Okay, good. Well, it's not just us then, because a lot of YouTubers have seen that. And a good example is for, you know, we're going to have Sally Cohn on this week on my program. Well, you're going to be in my program. Then we have Sally Cohn. I don't know who else. We may have another guest who's adversarial. And here's the thing. I don't agree with her. I'll have someone on who I don't agree with at all. But if someone doesn't click like because they don't like that person's opinion, YouTube says you don't want to see this. Well, no. People do want to see the debates. People do want to see discussions.
No, I've noticed that some of my best videos are the ones that get all these dislikes because they think they're disliking the person.
Right, exactly. So, again, people who go onto YouTube, most of them, they go on, they want to watch videos, and get off. They're not commenting, they're not liking.
And the reason this is important, listeners, is we're huge on YouTube, billions and billions of views.
Yeah.
If you're not in the info war knowing this stuff that I don't even really understand, I'm glad Stephen and Paul and my 14-year-old son was actually telling me this 2 weeks ago. He goes, Dad, you got to click the bell. It's the likes. They changed the algorithm. Because I was wondering, sitting there at the dinner table, boy, our YouTubes are down. I wonder what's happening. He explained it to me because our other traffic's staying the same. It's not just Christmas. It's that this is happening. So this is inside baseball, folks. But if we're going to win the info war, we've got to talk about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we created the, you know, all of our stuff. And like you, Alex, what I do appreciate is you put a bunch of free stuff on YouTube and you have your premium membership. We don't want to go off YouTube because, like you said, we want to fight the left where they are. And that's why we've created the Mug Club and CRTV so that we can have free stuff on YouTube. And if people want to support it, they also can for a low price because we can't be beholden to people who want to silence.
This is how we're independent.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys have obviously done a great job with it. So if we're going to do the clip, this is Dr. Clickbait coaching people on how to create YouTube news that is palatable for most people.
Stephen, I'm uploading the new video.
I say, I've never seen such a shameful display of YouTubery.
What the? Dr. Clickbait?
Yes, what are you doing here? That's all wrong. This kind of content will never make anyone's recommended feed.
But our subscribers, they love this content.
No, it's not about subscribers or original content anymore. It's all about recommendations. See that there? See what that thumbnail needs? You know what that needs? Tits. That thumbnail requires tits, young man. It's scientifically proven that every thumbnail with tits is 142% more clickable. And what's up with that title? It's entirely wrong. It's accurate, borderline descriptive. Even you need to use words that create an adversarial nature. Bombastic words like fail, epic, wrecked, or destroyed. And never forget to mind the confirmation bias. People want you to tell them what it is they want to hear. And what will you tell them? Exactly what they want to hear. That's how you generate clicks on YouTube. That's how you make the recommended feed. Oh, let me show you.
You need two screws of that picture.
What about image accuracy?
You need to clickbait that title.
Whatever happened to all honesty?
Oh, everything about this is awful.
I guess it's not so easy to see.
No, where it just follows these steps. It can be as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Dr. Clickbait, where do I even start?
Well, I'm so glad you've asked. You can find examples everywhere. You simply have to look. Right here.
Oh.
And there.
I get it.
Right here and there and here. It's all everywhere. Now you try.
Oh, okay, like here.
No, 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 there.
Oh. Well, like here?
Yes, there and here.
And there.
Oh, my, what a pair.
Woo, I think I got it now. Thanks, Dr. Clickbait.
Yeah.
Wow. So what we're doing here is we're trying to tell the fellow info warriors how to be more effective, but I've noticed this, that people like really clean, serious titles is what we always did, just breaking down what they're about to see. But now YouTube's saying, no, don't do that. They're encouraging the garbage, the mindlessness. And I think you're saying it's on accident, Stephen. I think they want it dumbed down. I think they want the fluff to dominate. That's in the WikiLeaks that they want to keep us distracted and diverted. I don't think they want content like yours and mine to be number one.
Well, I think there's a truth somewhere in the middle. I think you're right. Obviously, you know, conservative leaning channels have had all kinds of issues. We have had people unsubscribe to us and auto subscribe to other channels by accident. It's always hard to track. I don't think they want false clickbait with all the breasts, as we talk about, though that's all over YouTube. But I do think that they're getting rid of the subscription feed, you know, and forcing this recommended feed because it does give them more control. That's absolutely true. And it's bitten them in the rear because now there are all these people who don't create any content and they're just putting up clickbait thumbnails. And this is the problem. You know, listen, it's great that there are no media gatekeepers. You know this and I know this. This is why we're allowed to have these careers. We wouldn't be allowed to be on mainstream networks. I know I was for a while and it didn't work out very well. But the problem is then they have every person in a basement who's willing to lie and generate more clicks. And that happens both on the left and on the right. The left is just more used to it because you used to have Brian Williams and Hillary Clinton doing it. But now you have people on the right who've I don't even want to say people, people who just see it as a business, right? This isn't about informing people or entertaining or enlightening. There are people right now who say, okay, if I spend X amount of dollars and generate X amount of clicks, I can be profitable.
Sure, but let's expand on this. I mean, let's expand because
yeah,
obviously there's fake news with just websites that create a new URL every few months that sounds right. interesting, and then they run fake stories just to get clicks. I'm not even really advertising-based, maybe 25% of what we do. I'm not even focused on trying to, you know, send people to, you know, advertisers. We have advertisers that we believe in that we put up that are high-quality products, and so we have them beating down our door. So I'm not even in the clickbait model. I'm purely trying to use the web to communicate and educate people. 7% of what we do is just direct sales. Now, expanding on that, we don't find a really good response with a YouTube or a Facebook audience with our products. It is the AM and FM market of true conservatives and libertarians and people that actually support this operation. They realize it's a mission to wake people up. So, again, I'm pretty much at many levels not immune, but almost immune to this stuff. But it is designed to shut down other people out there who aren't, which is most new free thinkers like you or Gavin McGinnis or countless others. Now, you're innovating, so obviously you're growing. That's the way to defeat the tyranny, defeat the censorship, in my experience, is just to get bigger and bigger because big fish eat little fish. But separately, the pure fake news that's there versus the mainline corporate leftist news that is the most dishonest there is out there,
yeah,
they have no credibility. Obviously, their desperate attempt now after imploding with the election is to come out, define the new universe, and try to ban all of us as the EU is calling for. And we're seeing the censorship. We're seeing mm-hmm. the filters being applied. So your thoughts on that and how do we counter it?
Well, you know, it's funny because this could be an era with Donald Trump where, like I said, I'm optimistically skeptical. I'm glad with some cabinet picks, not so much others. But I hope that we readdress the net neutrality issue because that was one the wool was pulled over a lot of people's eyes. They didn't exactly know what was going on there. And there's been a backdoor into, like you said, with the EU, with people who do want to silence voices of dissent. And all they need to do, Alex, is file it as hate speech or say that it's fake news. There is fake news. I understand a business responsibility, a fiduciary duty to shareholders, right, to get rid of actual fake news. For example, like, I don't know, Hillary Clinton eats children in a public park. Well, yeah, that's fake. But someone who has an unpopular opinion shouldn't be banned. And the problem is it's really hard to delineate, especially when you have a bunch of sprites in Silicon Valley sitting together in one big giant agreement fest to say, well, we don't like this person or their point of view. And that's a real problem. So, you know, like I said, you're immune. Well, that's why we're building up this network and the Mug Club, as you talked about. We're trying to branch out more because, yeah, we're on a few stations. Actually, with your network there, GCN, I think we're on a dozen stations. But most of our viewership comes from podcasts, comes from YouTube, younger people. You know, we're in the Young Turks' backyard. And I learned that the hard way when we talked about this because we did the sketch, right? It's so funny that they've had millions of plays parodying the Young Sketch, Alex. And I think this is indicative of someone's character. The Young Turks used to slam me all the time when we were a small channel under 100,000 subscribers. Now we have hundreds of millions of views, and we're making fun of them actively, and they never address it. They ask us to stop making fun of them and get our own fans. Well, what about when we were a little guy? All you did was stomp on us then. You punched down. And you're seeing that from the left, and they don't like being bullied back. And it's a real
problem.
That's
right, and it gets worse than that. I mean, I hate to go back to this, but it was one of the biggest things from the RNC viral. We walk by. It's all crowded in this media row. It's a converted parking garage with plastic walls up with air conditioners. And it's just, I mean, you can hardly walk with so much media. They wave us over. We say, yeah, we'll be back. Yeah, I saw him. I jumped on. Hey, how's everybody going? They blew up, lied about it all. And then I walk over after we leave an hour later, and everybody's calling going, your live video feed that you'd posted to YouTube, we were going live, has been deleted. And it didn't say by user, it didn't say by YouTube, just gone. I go on air and say, you better put it back up. And they did put it back up.
But yours was deleted from your channel?
Yes, they were actually at the YouTube platform. YouTube was running their show, so somebody outside of their rights with them was deleting our videos. I mean, that shows the control they've got.
Well, to give you an idea, when YouTube started, right, I was on there, I did this video, the Quran Challenge, where I read verses from the Quran and did a Three Stooges routine as Muhammad beating up my six-year-old wife. By the way, if you don't want death threats, don't do that kind of thing. Anyone out there, it's just a small recommendation. This thing got millions of plays. This is early on in YouTube, and it was so auto-flagged, and it was put on these Mujahideen blog spots. This was in 2009. This is actually how I met Andrew Breitbart, by the way, because he saw how this thing blew up. And what happened was they would flag it, and there was an auto system on YouTube where it would be removed. So this video was removed for half the time because angry Islamists would go in, flag it as hate speech, or they'd put like 50,000 comments to try and bury other comments, repeat comments, so any comments critical of Islam. And I remember, this is true, 100% true, I won't give the name, but it was on one of the big four cable networks. Andrew Breitmaier put me in touch with them, and I told him about this. I told him what was happening, the censorship, the threats. And he said, oh, okay, kid, if you die, it's a story. Click, and hung up. And that was my rude awakening into the world of traditional media.
Wow. Where do you think all this is going? Because I can't think of a major newspaper that hasn't had one of their writers call for Trump to be murdered. There are, you know, Facebooks with hundreds of thousands of likes saying kill him. Hollywood directors are trying to organize his murder. Nothing's being done. I mean, where do you see all this going? Because I've seen the left go from being quirky and kind of insane to completely vicious, foaming at the mouth. We've got Newsweek saying, you know, a case for rioting was the headline. Meanwhile, they're claiming that Donald Trump in a headline, people are going to die because of Donald Trump was the headline, because he mildly criticized a union head that said he didn't bring enough jobs back to Indiana. He tweeted back at the guy, so they said, quote, Donald Trump's going to get somebody killed. So they keep branding it that our speech is going to kill somebody, when I'm not calling for violence, you're not calling for it. I mean, these people are crazy.
Well, first of all, I don't know about people who are actively plotting to get Donald Trump killed. I haven't read about that, but I do know the other things that you're talking about. And this is one thing, you know, I talked about.
Oh, yeah, there have been like Silicon executives and others saying, I want to organize his murder, and Hollywood people saying, let's get him killed, and New York Times columnists saying he needs to be murdered.
Well, then they're not very good at it, because they should make some private phone calls and not put it in a column. But they have been vitriolic. And I will say this. You know, I had a commentary on this last week with Donald Trump and the unions. You know, this was one issue that I had with Donald Trump where he was talking about bringing jobs back, but he didn't explicitly say, and we're not going to punish companies who are trying to escape the unions. And so a lot of union voters and union representatives voted for Donald Trump thinking it was a kickback to them. They're never going to be his friends. I hope he realizes that. And, you know,
I agree. What is their problem to come out and call him a liar and bad, Chuck Jones, the head of the union, when Trump brought back 85% of the jobs?
Well, here's the thing. It's like the UA, and that's what really bothered me with Michigan. Michigan voted for Trump, some people, and I spoke with union reps saying, well, he's going to make sure that Ford stays here, and that's good for the UAW. Well, hold on a second. The UAW, two out of three every workers aren't working. You're paid three, four times as much as American workers for Honda, Toyota, Nissan. They make tons of cars in the United States. I was saying, so listen, I want Donald Trump to encourage people to keep business in America, but I also don't want them to punish people for trying to leave a state.
You know, that's a great point, because here's what's going to happen. Now that they think he's fully backing them, they're going to shake down the automakers worse.
Yeah, exactly. And they're never going to play nice with Donald Trump. And I know I've spoken with some people who have made it a part of his strategy just privately. They're like, well, listen, the Rust Belt, the unions, we can get them. A lot of these blue-collar workers, white Americans, I get it. But there needs to be the realization you need to call these people out. And you need to make sure the companies understand.
I know, but Stephen, that's my point. He barely called the guy out and said, right. You couldn't even keep the jobs. And then they called it a death threat in the Washington Post. They implied that he's going to get people killed because he disagrees with them. I mean, this is a new standard of claiming we're violent.
Right. And that's why I think Donald Trump should just continually call them out and be even less merciful with them. Because, listen, and you know this all too well, in the unions, the Michigan, particularly Hoffa, they're basically mobsters. But as far as, going back to the news issue, I think it's kind of what I'm doing and obviously what you're doing and what other sites are doing. People need to accept that there aren't going to be nearly as many giant mega sites or billionaires, but there are going to be far more 100,000-aires or millionaires. People can have their own digital plot of land. People can have their own website and make a good living, but not if you have a classic corporate cost structure. And I've watched a lot of these cable networks. I've watched them try to work and do their stuff online, and they're just applying a cable news model online.
Now, exactly. What's going to happen is you're going to have thousands and thousands of really great, truly diverse choices and real journalism and people in every corner of the country, every sector, every angle, every niche being covered. That's the future, is an entire pantheon of choices, not the big giant dinosaurs. They're over. And would you agree, though, this election signals the final collapse of MSM?
I don't know if it signals the final. I think it's certainly coming. And I think one thing that people need to accept is that will also come with crap. So, for example, right, you have cable. What do you have? You have thousands of choices, right? Before you had only a few networks. So what do you get? Well, you get Breaking Bad. You get Walking Dead. But you also get Hallmark Christmas films. So you get some fantastic content, and you also get some crap that will always be profitable for a certain, gosh, I hope Hallmark film, Christmas films are not a sponsor to anyone, are they? I apologize if that's the case. But the point remains, that's going to happen online.
I think they're
going to
put my film, Armageddon, on there, the greatest film ever made.
They're going to put it right next to a Candace Cameron, Hey, Dear Santa film. And then
that is actually where it's going to air. No, listen, I get what you're saying. Listen, Stephen Crowder, thank you for coming on. You're doing an amazing job. And with your permission, I am going to rip off your cup. No, I'm joking. Hey, thank you so much, Steve. It's great having you on with us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet. It's good to look at how the inside technicals work on all this. And so since we're talking about that, when we come back, I am going to talk to Larry Nichols about the latest of what's happening from his connections.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here. Coming up in the fourth hour, Roger Stone will be hosting the show with Robert, John E. Hunt. E. Howard Hunt, of course, was his father, the guy that ran the Kennedy assassination and gave the deathbed confession. Coast to Coast AM and InfoWars.com were able to premiere. And he's also got another guest, Matt Boyle, joining him. You don't want to miss that in the fourth hour. Pastor James David Manning's going to pop in for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. I'm going to take some phone calls. He doesn't like Trump now. He met with Trump. He liked Trump. And now he's calling him Revelation Trump. So I don't know what's going on with Manning. He's really an entertaining guy. Smart guy, too. But he's put out some of the most unintentional comedy I've ever seen lately. I can't play it here on air, but I mean, there's some viral memes online with Manning that are just, it's like, if I'm down or something, or I got to do some midnight interview, and a cup of coffee isn't going to work, I don't even drink anymore. Sometimes that'll be a beer or something to wake me up in the middle of the night. Even though it's a depressant, it'll work as a stimulant if I just have like one beer. No, I'll just watch Manning stir and give his theory on blow torches. But he's going to be joining us. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm tempted to play it here, but it's a family audience. So that's coming up. I shouldn't be laughing. It's such a serious time to be alive right now. I want to walk through the Electoral College because the 19th, we're talking 5 days away, they supposedly vote. And then on the 6th, they're supposed to have them in and start announcing what happened with it. And then I guess they're going to have some big debate in Congress. We'll go over all those numbers. Nancy Pelosi's daughter and a Democrat PR firm run by the Clintons are the ones behind this. And they got the CIA involved, even though the other major defense agencies say that, no, they're not concurring with it. And I've talked to folks in the CIA, and they say this is not the main CIA doing it. It's why they're saying it's a secret report. People are like, you know people in the CIA? That's all Hollywood. The CIA is a big deal. It's bigger than Coca-Cola. It's all over the place. When Jesse Ventura got elected governor, the first week they said, some folks would like to meet with you in the basement of the Capitol. There was 25 CIA people in there. They looked like little old ladies, you name it. All it is just a shadow government. And it's disgraceful to be involved with it, especially today. So give me a break. I'm so proud that we're organic and original and just came out of the soil of Texas. That's what's powerful. What's organic, what's real, what's truth-based, not a bunch of Ivy League kids, snot noses, wanting to think they're better than everybody. So, CIA and all these movies about the CIA and The Rock is in the CIA and he's cool and this couple keep up with the Joneses, they're CIA and they're cool. Hell, old Larry can tell you about the CIA, not a very good group, not a very good organization. Now, before I go any further here, briefly, my dad is a dentist, a retired and oral surgeon and a chemist, and we set about for 2 years, about a year after I started InfoWars Life, to try to come up with a toothpaste that had colloidal silver in it. And it was just really hard to get it in there and keep it in nano form. And we also thought about doing an iodine. My dad said, let me work with the big companies. And he did this. Took him a year. He even came up with the name and the graphic. He came up with a DNA for us as well. And it's super blue. We're going to have a new graphic soon. Now, people kind of like the graphic. I mean, my dad made it. It's kind of real simple. Fluoride-free toothpaste, it's made by the folks that make the most popular brand in the country. But when you sign these third-party agreements to manufacture, you know, they obviously don't want you to use the brand name, so I'm just going to leave it at that. No, I'm not going to break the contract rules, but let's just say this is the highest quality there is. Nobody's got this with iodine and silver. And peppermint and tea tree oil. It's amazing, and it comes out of the tube white, and it turns blue when it oxidizes, because that's the real color, blue-purple. Of true iodine, not red, bound iodine that you don't absorb most of it. That's what's red. That's the stuff you drink the stuff from, you know, the store. It'll kill you. This is true iodine. And I thought it would take us months to sell out how much my dad ordered. I said, you just do whatever you want, Dad, because he's involved with our supplement company. And boom, this is amazing. We've already sold half of this in 24 hours, so we're going to put another big order in. And there's no reviews on it yet. At InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have free shipping until Friday. We may extend the free shipping, but the last day we can guarantee you get it before Christmas in Hawaii or Alaska or anywhere in the lower 48 is Friday. Your support is needed. We've got big discounts, 30% off on a bunch of items, 50% off on our Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, that the same stuff sold at Whole Foods, discounted for $19. $25 is what it usually costs. InfoWarsLife.com is a subsidiary of InfoWarsStore.com. Living Defense, 30% off. Silver Bullet, 50% off. Brain Force with 20% more in each bottle, 33% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, that's what's in the toothpaste, 30% off. Bio True Selenium, 30% off. You talk about cellular health, colloidal silver, iodine with tea tree oil and peppermint and more. InfoWarsLife.com. It's all there. Great place to do your Christmas shopping and more. Now, after Larry leaves us and after Manning leaves us, I'm going to go over the most unintentional comedy ever. Can we tweet out this fake media list? Just tweet it out in my name on my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, saying more unintentional comedy from state-run media. And it says the trusted nonpartisan media is the New York Times, the Washington Post, BBC, and NPR, because that's all basically state-run. NPR and BBC are officially state-run. It's come out of WikiLeaks. The New York Times is run by the Democrats and George Soros. So is the Washington Post. I mean, this is hilarious. The most trusted in the bullseye. But you could just invert this and you know, on the bottom have state-run media and on the top have independent media. Doesn't mean independent's perfect, but this is ridiculous. Look at this. They have over on the right-hand side, right-wing and the worst, quote, utter garbage. That's a nice scientific word. Conservative conspiracy theories. InfoWars is the lowest. In the area of hyper-partisan, Beck's the worst. I am the worst total. Breitbart next worst, Daily Caller next. So that shows you the White House, who they really hate. I am so proud to be listed as the absolute worst disinformation out there, which tells you it's the opposite. We're the best info. Told you Trump was going to win. Told you Hillary tried to steal it. But our guest told you that Hillary wouldn't give up and would go after the electors. He was on the week after the election 4 weeks ago. And now Larry Nichols, Clinton Chronicles guy, admitted, you know, guy behind him running for governor, wouldn't go along with them killing kids in Mena, Arkansas, and the drugs being flown in. Former Green Beret, he's here to give us his breakdown and from his sources. But he was calling me 2 weeks ago, like, they're going after the electors. Watch, it's going to get bad. I go, look, I know. Well, now people were laughing about this. Now they're not laughing. This is amazing. We've got some new developments there. I'll go over as well. Larry Nichols is our guest. Larry, wow, a lot's happened since we talked 4 weeks ago.
You bet. Excuse me for not getting dressed up for the occasion, but I didn't today. Listen, Alex, there are 38 electoral votes that if they flip, Trump's not president, Hillary is. And as you know, Nancy Pelosi's daughter announced that they've got 30 of the electors that want the confidential CIA intelligence files about Russia.
Now, don't you love that? The CIA or a rogue element of it is going to, quote, go talk to the electors. That's translated a CIA coup of the popular vote in the states.
Right. Listen, y'all, that means literally translated, they've got 30 that are just looking for some social
justification
to flip their vote.
Cover. They're looking for cover.
That's right. Now, that means there are 8 left. When those 8 go, and I'm not so sure they don't have them, I was warned this morning. I told you this morning. I got a call from somebody inside the new prosecutor's office that pointed out that this is going on big time. They have uncovered a major, major serious movement. They call it a plot.
You're saying you got a call from Sessions' office?
From his office, from the new one. Yes.
Now, it's been reported.
Did not talk to him. But I talked to one of his hirelings. It's going to be a hireling. As a matter of fact, the Inquirer got the same lead on the 19th. They're coming out with a story about it. However, that's the 19th, a little bit too late. So, yeah, it's coming. Alex, Hillary, Soros, and them, you've known it for years. They're the largest criminal organization in the history of the world. And they are that close to having our country. When if they have our country, they've got the world. You think they're going to walk away when all they got to do is get 38 of these electors to flip their vote and legally the electors can do it?
And Larry, I just had, for TV viewers, the crew punch up the background to dark blood red because, you know, we get so close to this crisis, we get so close to evil, we get kind of comfortable with it, even though we don't like it. And I'm sitting here looking at the tea leaves. I had a bad feeling on election night, and Roger Stone said, man, it's 3 a.m., celebrate. And I said, no, they're going to try to kill him. They're going to try to take the electors. They're going to start a war. They're going to do a false flag. I know them. This upsets their whole operation because Trump's a nationalist. He's not perfect, but he's a nationalist. And I know them. They're not going to give up. And now, when I saw Soros the next week double the amount of money to Black Lives Matter, meaning doubling the amount of money to civil insurrection, and then cops started getting killed almost every day, shot in the back of the head, it shows they're warming up the civil war. And then CNN said Monday and again yesterday, we want a national emergency. First they said, oh, Trump's causing one. Then they said, we need Obama to declare one and not let Trump get in. They're officially running a coup with the CIA in front of us. This is like having the mafia go to a grand jury and telling them they better vote different. This is unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe they're this bold, Larry. Larry, I'll tell you something, though. I kind of welcome this because they are jumping the shark. I mean, they are jumping a 10-trillion-pound shark, brother. And, you know, that didn't go too well for Fonzie. I mean, these people are nuts. I mean, if they really try this, I always said, let them steal it, get Hillary in. It's probably better for the awakening. I mean, I think these people are nuts. They're crazy.
Alex, they're not trying. They're doing it. Please, y'all, hear me.
So you're saying they are intending. Okay, then let's break this down. Because I've got the dates, but they're saying it's nebulous. It's between the 19th and the 6th when they finally announce the votes. How do you expect this to be rolled out?
We'll know on the 20th that they flipped it to Trump or to Hillary. We'll know. They might keep it secret to kind of get some.
Start over and say that again, because I want to take this clip in a YouTube and Facebook video and have you at the front say that and then come back. I mean, say that because I was interrupting you. What's you're saying it's already happening. What's happening?
It's happening. Here's what they're doing. On the 19th, they're going to have 38 of the Electoral College members that were dutifully supposed to vote for Trump. However, legally, they are free to vote their will. They are going to flip their votes. And on the 19th, Donald Trump will no longer be president. We won't hear about it officially until the 6th, but you'll hear about it before then. They'll start laying the cover and the groundwork right after the 19th when they're certain they've got those votes in their hands. They'll start laying the cover and the groundwork of what to do in case there's pushback. Now, Alex, I'm telling you, guys, please hear me. You know, I told you they were going to do this. How could I have known, Alex, right after the election this was coming? They're not going to walk away from the powerful position that they have worked all their lives for, that this criminal organization has spent years trying to get. They finally get it in place. They finally get the media in exactly the place they want them. They finally, believe it or not, get the American people in the place they want them to where, okay, so you're catching us lying, so what? There's nothing you can do about it. That's where we are. Alex, who can you call the day after if this is done successfully? Who are you going to call? No one.
That's why they've gotten rid of any real journalist and have got the green light for media that's proven they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal. My friend, they are taking clips of me now on totally separate subjects and editing it together with other quotes I've made and putting it on NPR, and then that's picked up and put in newspapers. I say Hillary's responsible personally for running Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They killed hundreds of thousands of people, thousands of kids, chopped up, murdered, raped, killed. They cut that together and say, I say Hillary's raping kids in the bottom of a pizzeria. I've never seen the press go to that level of deception.
Alex, did you get my warning this morning? That person from the Attorney General to be office gave me another little warning. Alex, if they pull this off, you're number one on the list. You're going to be gone, buddy. InfoWars will be toast. You have been successful at getting first in line attention from Hillary. Now, remember, when they say fake news, when Hillary comes out saying this fake news is running the risk, by the way, they're going to come at you with inciting riots, inciting anarchy. That's what they're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. They're going to come at all of us, I guess.
Sure, they're going to blame the unrest trying to steal it from Trump on
us. That's right. Now, what the Clintons do since the day I was with them and I helped design this system, so I know it so well. What you always do is you accuse your enemy of exactly what you're doing.
Sure, just like she got money from the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians publicly. They bragged about it. Then she just turns it around. She got money from the Russians. Then she turns it around and blames it on Trump.
Exactly. Now, you figure it out for yourself. Do you think when Donald Trump's out there talking about how he's going to arm up our military, make it the greatest military on earth, how he's going to get tough in negotiating, do you really think Putin would rather have Trump than Hillary? Get real. Get real. Never happened. Never happened. I'm telling you, they are coming. They're coming, and they're planning to take this election, and they know, just like I do, and just like you do, Alex, if they don't, their power's gone forever.
Well, that's why is their backs against the wall, and they don't believe Trump when he says, oh, I'm going to leave you alone now. They think he's going to go after him. He's putting Sessions in. What do we do, though? The military and police are pretty much awake. What are our ace in the hole cards here? I mean, we got to discredit the fact that these electors are being run by the Clintons, and this is racketeering.
Well, you got to remember this, folks. 80 to 85% of all the electors in this country belong either to the National Democratic Party or the State Democratic Party from which they come. So now you've got a favorable crowd of people just sitting there. You also know that they're going to claim, hey, she won the popular vote. Now we find out Russia was involved. We've got plenty of reason to challenge Trump being president.
Well, they're already saying with CIA people that we want a new election, or maybe just, will they just install Hillary and have her have convulsions in front of everyone?
No, it'll just be announced. Alex, it'll just be announced.
And then they got to shut down alternative media. Then they've got to go to full tyranny, though.
That's right. That's why I'm telling you and was giving the warning that you're top on the list.
I'm 27 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's P-A-I-D, inyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You know, Larry Nichols is telling me some pretty wild stuff during the break, but you can see it. They're talking about NPR, CNN, The Daily Show, saying things about Sandy Hook out of context I haven't said, saying things about Pizzagate and all the rest of this, trying to say I'm going to cause violence. But they're also saying in the Washington Post, Donald Trump's going to get people killed, the headline, because he sent a tweet back to the union saying, I brought back 85% of the jobs. You couldn't keep them. What's your problem? Oh, my God, you're going to cause riots, Donald Trump. You're going to cause a national emergency. CNN saying Trump's going to cause a national emergency. The next day they call for Obama to bring in a national emergency. And then Larry Nichols, and I know he's got some of these sources. I've talked to the Inquirer and others. And they go, yeah, he's one of our main sources. And I talk to people in Congress. They say, yeah, no, we know Nichols for decades. He says he was talking to one of Sessions' senior people today. And they were telling him, well, go ahead and repeat it all for folks right now.
You bet, Alex. What they're going to come at you for right now or very soon, Nancy Pelosi is trying to find two congressmen, Democratic congressmen, to bring suit against you immediately. I do not know if she has them yet, but she's doing it, and she's going to sue you, or they're going to sue you for inciting, my mind just went blank, but basically,
inciting civil insurrection is what you told me.
Civil unrest. That's what they're coming at you for. And then the purpose is to get you in federal court, and they'll have a federal judge that the minute it hits court, they will suspend your operation until it can be adjudicated. And that's what they're planning for you. And God knows what they're planning for you if she gets to be president and her people take over. It's not going to be pretty. Alice, look. If anybody doesn't want to believe any of this, good God, just look. Just look. Are you telling me the mainstream media, Alex, is not going to touch the fact that there are electors right now, regardless how many there are electors right now willing to flip their vote and vote for Trump? But do you see ABC, NBC, and CBS talk about it? No.
No, they're just saying Trump's a Russian, Alex Jones is a Russian, Tucker Carlson's a Russian. That level of rhetoric is incredible. And it's, well, they are saying it's the right thing to do to flip their votes and have a new election. This is, we're being brought into martial law. And I want to explain something to all the rest of the media out there. If they're able to shut InfoWars down, because we're so effective, they know we reach tens of millions of people a day now, they could shut everybody else down next.
That's
just
right.
As Matt Drudge came here last year and told us, he was told by a Supreme Court justice, by 2016, they plan to shut it down. If Hillary won, she said, we're going to shut down the alt-right. But listen, under the First Amendment, under common law, under all of this, unless they bring in full martial law, which CNN's calling for, they won't be able to shut us down and have prior restraint. The way the law works is malice of forethought, intent to do harm. I'm not calling for violence. I don't have a history of violence. They try to connect me to things. They're the ones that lie about WMDs, launch huge wars. It's Newsweek and Time that have said stuff like it's time to riot. Their writers say kill Donald Trump. They're saying the same things about me that you're saying privately, publicly already, brother. And they're saying it about Trump. So I've told Trump, and other people have, he needs to get on the offense now. So let's talk about that. Because by the way, put me in this briar patch. I mean, this is legendary, like the King of England coming after John Hancock and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Because look, they're already saying shut me up, and they're already saying shut up Trump. So it just shows what absolute scum these people are. I could not be given a greater medal, my friend.
Well, think about this, Alec. Do you believe it's accidental that Hillary went to Washington for whoever's getting rid of, what's his name, the Senate leader, Harry, whatever? Reed, do you think it's odd that she would go and she would talk about fake news and how it's killing people? Isn't that a weird comment?
No, that's all there. Obama said it in five countries.
Yeah.
He said we got to shut it down. He said state-run media to Rolling Stone. No, I know. It's clear. They're making a move. Trump's the counter coup to just put the country back on life support. They know we're kicking the hell out of them, and they don't know how media works. If they shut me down, that's like Darth Vader cutting down Obi-Wan Kenobi. hold on, we'll talk in 1 minute. Oh, man, I'm excited. This is great news. Woo!
GCM.com.
Forcing them right out in the open. Their fall's imminent.